the power of your guiding emotions. If someone you did not know contacted you in some way and said to you, "Hello, you don't know me, but I wanted to tell you that I'll never contact you in any way again," you would say, "All right." You would not feel sad or disappointed that you would not hear from this stranger again. But if someone important to you were to tell you that, you would feel strong negative emotion. The emotion that you feel always indicates the vibrational difference between your point of desire and your current thought. You could say that your emotions indicate the difference between your desire and your belief, or between your desire and your expectation. We like to explain that your emotions indicate the vibrational relationship between the vibration of who you have really become and who you are allowing yourself to be right now because of the thoughts you're thinking. For example, when you're feeling proud of yourself, the feelings that you're experiencing are indicating alignment between the vibration or thought of your inner being and the vibration or thought of you right here, right now. When you feel ashamed or embarrassed, those feelings indicate that you in your now are thinking thoughts about yourself that are very different from the thoughts that the broader part of you is having about you. Before your emotions can be meaningful to you, before you can allow them to give you the precise and perfect guidance that they're offering, you must understand that you are a being with two points of perspective that are continually relating to each other. When you understand that your inner being, or the expanded being that you're becoming, stands as the furthermost culmination of life and constantly calls you forward to that, then you begin to understand the feeling of passion or eagerness that's present when you're allowing your movement toward your expanded self. And you also understand the feeling of being unfulfilled or of uneasiness when you're not allowing your movement toward your expanded self. There is just no way of getting around it. You must allow yourself to be the being that life is causing you to become if you are to feel joy. And unless you're feeling joy, you're not allowing yourself to be that which life has caused you to become.